Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
9:43, 17 till 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Dan Rice, an associate professor of marketing at LSU, talk about what the experts are forecasting for holiday spending this season. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Tommy?
I'm all right, sir. What are they expecting for holiday sales in 2025?
Yeah, well, the latest report from the NRF has come out, and they're projecting holiday sales to go over $1 trillion. And that's a raise somewhere between 3.7 and 4.2%. So right around 4% is what they're projecting overall. So we're seeing a general continuation of the growth that we see for this holiday spending period pretty much every year with a couple of dips here and there.
Are people buying more things or just spending more for the same things?
Well, that's a great question. I think it's a combination of both. So if you actually look at the numbers, although they're expecting an overall growth in the amount of money spent, what people are planning on spending per person is actually a little bit lower than last year. Mm-hmm. So what that suggests is there's a couple of factors going on. One is that they are seeing some impact of population growth. We've just got more people who are able to spend this year because we have more people living in the U.S., the other thing is that you have a situation where a large number of people are becoming concerned about the increased costs that they're finding, and there is starting to be some impact of the tariffs coming in and inflation coming in. So some of that number is definitely due to those factors as well.
Tariffs was going to be my next question, and I was just wondering, are there different products or different categories of products where tariffs are going to hit and others not so much?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's also a great question and a number of factors there. One of the things, clearly, if a product's made in the U.S., they're not going to be held up by these tariffs. There shouldn't be necessarily an increase due to tariffs. There still might be some inflationary influence based on the fact that if they're making them in the U.S. and they source some of their materials from outside the U.S., they may have increased costs and may translate those to the or transfer those to the consumer. The other issue is you might have differential levels of tariff depending on where it's made. And maybe the biggest factor is that a lot of companies, a lot of the major retailers kind of saw this coming. And so they front loaded some of their inventory to get around these tariffs. And some of those won't really have hit fully yet. And they may be able to offer lower prices because the products that they have in their inventories may not have had those tariffs, although that number is probably dwindling somewhat.
Are there some retailers that are anticipating better years than others?
Well, I think a lot of them are kind of saying that they expect to have a pretty good year revenue-wise. And again, that's probably true to the fact that even if number of sales are down, the average spend might be up due to these inflation and tariffs. The thing that probably will be interesting is looking at the types of retailers that profit. Typically, when you have economic concerns, you're going to see lower priced outlets. So places like Walmart or the off priced outlets like TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Burlington, things like that, that will do better because as people are more mindful of where they're spending and what they're spending on, they're going to try and find better deals and lower prices. And that typically leads to at least a slight migration towards these lower priced outlets.
Is Black Friday as big as it used to be?
Well, it's interesting that the overall interest is showing some indications of waning, and that depends a little bit on which groups you're talking about, specifically women versus men and kind of older consumers. So baby boomers versus younger consumers seem to have a little bit less interest in the overall sales that are going on Black Friday, whether that translates into a significant change in sales, I think that's a little bit less likely. We expect to see an increase in total dollar amount still, although the enthusiasm, if you will, for those sales might be going down, particularly within certain groups.
I'm wondering if Black Friday is now more of a concept than a day, because it started as a day, then it went to a weekend, then it went to 4 days. Now they got Cyber Monday and everything else. Is it more of a concept now, Professor, than an actual day?
I mean, I think it's still a pretty active day. So, Cyber Monday
because of the social aspects, perhaps?
Yeah, definitely from the social aspect. I mean, people look to these sales as kind of an indicator of how good the sales are going to be for the season. And there is a lot of anticipation, a lot of people waiting to see what the sales are that will drop that day. And so there is a lot of saving and planning to maximize those days. But surprisingly, even on Black Friday itself, the pace of online sales is now greater than in-store sales by, roughly 8 to 10%.
You're reading ahead. Reading ahead. That was the next question. Keep going. You're doing fine.
Yeah. No, so it's, there was one day in last year's holiday period in the cyber week of the 5 days between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday, where in-store sales actually outpaced online sales. And strangely enough, that was Saturday after Black Friday for whatever reason. And, so maybe there's some influence of the shop local for the Saturday that is a kind of a big push in some areas. That might be some of the impact. But I think that online sales are going to continue to grow at a faster rate, and that's the projection, somewhere in the neighborhood of, 6% to a much lower 3 to 5%, I think, for the estimates that I've seen for in-store. So I think that trend will continue, but there's certainly some value to having in-store sales and drawing people in, maybe with the loss leaders to draw them in and maybe make some sales on higher margin items for the retailers as well.
Does that vary product to product when it comes to online as opposed to in-store? Does it skew differently when it comes to either gender or race or age?
Yeah, so I think probably the biggest skew is going to be this year, in the spend anyway, overall, is going to be we're starting to see what we call more of a two-tier economy. And so the people that are financially well off and don't have too many concerns about the shutdown or inflation are probably going to be spending more, whereas people that are more worried about making ends meet are probably going to retract quite a bit. And this varies in many ways. If you look at age, the younger demographic between 17 to 27 years old is looking to spend a lot less. Whereas some of the other older groups, which oftentimes have more disposable income, are probably going to spend more. If you break it down by things like who has children versus not, the plan for who's got children is to spend more than households without children. And again, I think you're going to probably find that if you dug deeper into it, would be more magnified, and people that are well off with children are going to spend a lot more. People who are not as well off with children are probably going to have a hard time making ends meet.
When you look at the value that companies get from our data when we shop online,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Should we be getting better prices online than in a store?
Well, you're talking to a marketer that looks at it as kind of a mutual benefit, right? So I think part of the argument there is that, yes, if we share our information, and a lot of people share a lot more information than they know, it doesn't also give the marketers and businesses an opportunity to make more money, but it also gives them an opportunity to sell products that are better fits for you, right? So if you're seeing a digital ad that comes up on a website you're looking at, presumably if you haven't shut all your tracking down, you're going to get offers on products that you're at least marginally interested in, and allowing you to kind of focus your time and effort as a consumer on the products that are useful to you does bring some benefit, I think, to a consumer. But that's my take on it. I mean, yes, there is a danger that you do too much, and that by constantly bombarding people with relevant product information, they may buy more than they should. So that is always a concern, definitely.
Do you guys still talk about the 4 P's or not?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
The interesting thing is if you really look back, and we were just talking about this in class today, at the history of digital marketing, right around the turn of the century, we had a lot of what they called dot bombs, because they spent a lot of money in making their website really cool. But then when the investors asked, okay, well, how are we going to make our money back? They basically didn't have a good answer.
Yeah,
so a lot of those early websites went by the wayside. And the companies that really started focusing on the marketing principles and the 4 P's and bringing that to a digital framework really started doing much, much better. And if you look at basically all the retailers, the major retailers today, they follow most of those principles in their websites.
Thank you, Professor.
Pricing that's attractive.
We're out of time. I hope you come back. Go Tigers.
Okay.
Product, price, place, and promotion. Those are your 4 P's. We'll be back in a flash, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.